What is the significance of Tawhid in Islam, and why is it considered the foundation of faith?
Tawhid is the belief in the oneness of Allah, emphasizing his uniqueness and sole right to worship, serving as the cornerstone of Islamic faith.
How does a lack of understanding of Tawhid contribute to the weakening of Muslim belief and practice?
Without a proper understanding of Tawhid, Muslims may inadvertently engage in actions that contradict monotheistic principles, leading to spiritual decline.
What role does taqwa play in the life of a Muslim, and why is it essential for spiritual growth?
Taqwa, or Allah consciousness, is crucial for Muslims as it fosters piety, righteousness, and adherence to Islamic values, guiding them towards the path of obedience to Allah.
How does Satan exploit the absence of taqwa among Muslims to lead them astray from the straight path?
Satan capitalizes on the lack of taqwa by tempting individuals with worldly desires and distractions, steering them away from obedience to Allah and towards sinful behavior.
What are some common manifestations of the erosion of taqwa in Muslim communities today?
Muslims may engage in dishonest practices, indulge in materialistic pursuits, and compromise their moral values due to a weakened sense of taqwa.
How does the neglect of segregation at parties and social gatherings contribute to the erosion of taqwa among Muslims?
Ignoring segregation guidelines at events may lead to inappropriate interactions between genders, fostering an environment conducive to moral corruption and deviation from Islamic principles.
What are the consequences of deviating from taqwa in terms of individual spiritual well-being and communal harmony?
Indulging in behaviors contrary to taqwa results in spiritual emptiness, moral decay, and societal discord, undermining the fabric of Muslim communities.
How can Muslims rekindle their understanding and practice of Tawhid and Taqwa in today's fast-paced and materialistic world?
By prioritizing Islamic education, fostering a culture of accountability, and seeking guidance from knowledgeable scholars, Muslims can strengthen their adherence to Tawhid and Taqwa.
What role do parents and educators play in instilling the values of Tawhid and Taqwa in the younger generation?
Parents and educators serve as role models and mentors, imparting the importance of Tawhid and Taqwa through both word and deed, shaping the moral compass of future generations.
How can community leaders and Islamic scholars address the root causes of the weakening of Tawhid and Taqwa in Muslim societies?
By promoting Quranic teachings, organizing educational programs, and fostering an environment conducive to spiritual growth, leaders can combat the erosion of Tawhid and Taqwa.
What are some practical steps individuals can take to cultivate a deeper understanding of Tawhid and Taqwa in their daily lives?
Engaging in regular Quranic study, reflecting on the attributes of Allah, and striving to embody taqwa in actions and intentions are practical ways to strengthen faith.
How does the pursuit of worldly success often conflict with the principles of Tawhid and Taqwa, leading to spiritual neglect?
The relentless pursuit of wealth and status may distract individuals from their spiritual obligations, causing them to prioritize worldly gains over adherence to Tawhid and Taqwa.
In what ways can Muslims combat the influence of societal norms that contradict Tawhid and Taqwa principles?
By upholding Islamic values with conviction, advocating for moral integrity, and challenging societal norms that compromise Tawhid and Taqwa, Muslims can effect positive change.
What are the benefits of fostering a strong sense of Tawhid and Taqwa within Muslim communities?
A robust understanding of Tawhid and Taqwa fosters spiritual resilience, moral integrity, and communal cohesion, serving as a safeguard against moral decay and societal fragmentation.
How can individuals seek forgiveness and rectify their past shortcomings in neglecting Tawhid and Taqwa principles?
Through sincere repentance, seeking forgiveness from Allah, and committing to positive change, individuals can embark on a journey of spiritual renewal and growth.
What role does self-awareness and introspection play in strengthening one's adherence to Tawhid and Taqwa?
By engaging in self-reflection, individuals can identify areas of spiritual weakness, address shortcomings, and strive for greater alignment with Tawhid and Taqwa principles.
How can the teachings of Tawhid and Taqwa be effectively communicated to younger generations to ensure their preservation?
Utilizing age-appropriate educational materials, fostering open dialogue, and providing practical examples of Tawheed and Taqwa in action can resonate with younger audiences and instill lasting values.
What are some misconceptions about Tawheed and Taqwa that may hinder their proper understanding and implementation?
Misconceptions such as equating Taqwa solely with ritualistic practices or viewing Tawheed as a static concept can obscure the profound depth and relevance of these principles in daily life.
How can individuals resist societal pressures and peer influences that may undermine their commitment to Tawheed and Taqwa?
By cultivating a strong sense of identity rooted in Islamic values, seeking support from like-minded individuals, and prioritizing spiritual well-being over societal approval, individuals can fortify their resolve.
What role does ongoing self-improvement and lifelong learning play in maintaining a steadfast adherence to Tawheed and Taqwa throughout life's journey?
Continuous self-improvement through seeking knowledge, introspection, and spiritual growth enables individuals to deepen their understanding of Tawheed and Taqwa, fostering resilience against external influences and internal struggles.